Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hello, hello, PeopleStack friends and family. Hello, PeopleStack tribe. The topic for this week's episodes is the confidence spectrum. There is a spectrum of confidence where on one side you have cocky, egotistical, completely full of yourself. And then on the other side, you have self-deprecating, where you are completely down on yourself, or at least you come off that way. And in the middle is confidence, where you're not completely and totally full of yourself, but you're also not completely and totally down on yourself either. It's that nice balance. It's that center point of I am confident that I earned this win, and I am grateful that I earned this win, and thank you so much for everybody else who helped me to do this, and we are in this together, and I deserve this. Thank you so much. And so I'm going to talk about that this week, and particularly the topic of the day, the topic du jour, is eradicating self-deprecating behaviors from the tech community, from the tech world. I've noticed this quite a lot recently in the tech world, in the tech ecosphere, especially in the last few years, let's say the last 5 years or so, but certainly in the last 2 to 3 years. And it comes up in sometimes in subtle ways. I mean, we've certainly noticed it among some of our clients who show up in a self-deprecating way. And sometimes it shows up as self-deprecating humor, right? Making fun of yourself. Oh, yeah, right. I got that promotion, but, you know, that was just totally by accident. Like, I don't really deserve that. Sometimes it shows up in those kinds of subtle ways. In other ways that I've noticed it, and perhaps you've noticed it too, I think one of the ways it shows up even more perhaps dramatically, is during acceptance speeches. When somebody has won an award, like a committee of peers has decided that this person deserves this award for the impact, for the positive results that this person has helped to create. And so the person is given this award and is in a public place. You might become some kind of gala or ceremony, and then the person walks up and gives the acceptance speech. And I've noticed this quite a lot in recent years, actually. To give one example, there's a local organization in the Boston area called MassTLC, the Mass Technology Leadership Council, that has a yearly awards gala where they give awards, and there are committees, and I've been a part of this committee where people decide who deserves this award. And it's awards in lots of different categories, from like best tech company to best CEO to best emerging company and best companies in different areas and that kind of thing. And so the last time that I went to this awards gala, I was really struck. I mean, it was just a great way to celebrate with the local Boston tech community. And that was awesome. But I was just really struck and noticed the differences in the acceptance speeches. Whereas some people would come off really confident, right? I didn't see any cockiness, you know, thankfully. There wasn't any like, oh yeah, you know, like, thank you. I finally got this award. I've been waiting for it, right? You know, there was none of that, right? But what there was either confident or self-deprecating. So some people would accept the award and do exactly what I was kind of doing before, right? Where it's, thank you so much. I worked really hard for this. And it just, I'm so grateful to be recognized. And I want to thank my team for this, right? I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank my family, right? But it's, yeah, I love this. Thank you so much. That's confidence. That's what confidence looks like. It's how it shows up, for example, during an awards acceptance speech. The self-deprecating also showed up. People who won awards. And again, this can be subtle. One way that it showed up was somebody would just walk up, thank you, and then just walk back off. Nothing, like it was just thank you and then put the head down and walked off. Right, that's self-deprecating because you're not like reveling in that moment of, wow, I deserve this. Thank you so much. Or even like expressing gratitude to the team. So some people may call that cocky because it's like, how dare you? you can label that cocky if you want, right? Because they didn't even thank the team for it, right? But I think where that comes from is from a place of fear, partially, right? Because fear of public speaking, right? But it's also self-deprecating because you're not there in that moment with your head up, held up high, confident. But other ways it would also show up as kind of self-deprecating humor, right? Like, oh, yes, you know, thank you so much, but that's what those speeches sound like. Thank you so much for this, but I don't really deserve this. This isn't an award. I don't see this as an award for me. And then you may say, well, this is really my team or whatever. And you know, and that's great to recognize your team. I'm not saying don't recognize your team and the people who helped you get there, right? But it's sort of like saying, I don't deserve this. And people would make self-deprecating jokes like, you know, I'm just some geek that went to MIT and, you know, whatever, just another one of those. Like those kinds of self-deprecating jokes. And that's not confidence. So this is what I'm talking about. And I'm sure that now that you have an idea, you can think of the ways that maybe you've seen this in your life, in the tech community, with your team and at work, and perhaps you've even shown up this way. Perhaps you've shown up as self-deprecating, confident, and or cocky at some point in your life. And I think one of the reasons why we're seeing so much, particularly self-deprecating humor and self-deprecating behaviors in the tech community, especially lately, is that if you think back 5-10 years, there was a lot of cockiness present, especially with the tech boom, with the startup boom. There was that just sense of, oh, of course we're going to win. There's no way that we can lose. You know, I have investors pouring stuff in and like I got money, you know, coming out of all the places. And there was a sense of cockiness. And then add on to that the increased incidence of sexual harassment, the Me Too movement, and that was absolutely in like a battle against all of this cockiness. Like, hang on a second, you don't just get to act however it is that you want to act at work. So I think that when we look at it in the larger scheme of things, we want to say, hey, we've made huge strides as a tech community, especially among women, among people of color, being more recognized, yes, with the Me Too movement. And we're wanting to swing the pendulum from this cockiness, you should just give this to me because I'm awesome, to going away from that to being more confident. But I think what happens is because people so don't want to come off as that cocky asshole that they've swung the pendulum in the exact opposite direction. And now, because they don't know how to be confident, to how to kind of find that middle ground, they're just kind of leaning towards self-deprecating because that's safer, because that's easier. Because if you're self-deprecating, there's no way that you would ever, ever, ever be seen as cocky. And we don't want to go back there. We don't want to be that as a community. And so in some ways, it's I would see it as kind of a natural shift, right? The pendulum has shifted from this cockiness to now, like the other end of it, to self-deprecating behaviors. And part of it, I think, is a natural progression. And I don't want to say that we haven't made strides in the right direction. I believe that we are. There's still far a way to go in terms of really recognizing, really being inclusive of all different kinds of genders, of sexualities, of people from different backgrounds. We still have a way to go there. But what I want to make sure that we don't do as we chart that path toward a more, yes, more innovative, but also more inclusive and compassionate technical community, I want to make sure that we don't stay over here, that we don't stay in self-deprecating, because that's not going to hurt. That's not going to help anyone. It's only going to hurt. So if you are a manager who makes fun of yourself a lot, if you are a leader who leads by basically saying, yeah, I got this award, but I don't deserve it, that's not setting an example for your team to be confident, to show people that, yeah, we absolutely deserve this and we deserve it together. So that's really what I wanted to talk about in this, you know, in this first episode of the week, was just be careful, be really mindful. Are you confident? Are you portraying confident behaviors, or are you portraying behaviors that are self-deprecating? Or perhaps are you portraying behaviors that may come off as cocky, overly confident, egotistical, full of yourself? Another way that this shows up is a kind of the less extreme example of getting an award. It's when you compliment someone. And how do you respond when someone compliments you, when someone gives you a compliment? It's a great way to check in. How do you feel when you get a compliment, especially when it's performance based, when it's based on your performance, your achievements, your abilities as a manager, as a leader? Because I definitely know people, and Rob was one of them, who could not take a compliment to save his life. And this is something that he's recognized and he's working on. And I've definitely noticed this among some of our clients as well. Because look, we celebrate all the time with clients. And we compliment our clients. Like, we tell them how proud we are of them, how awesome it was that they scored this win, how awesome it was that they had this conversation with their boss that they've been putting off, how awesome it was that they, you know, that they started doing their mindset reps a little bit more regularly. You know, that's one of the things that, you know, we help our clients to do, is to really build a really strong mindset. And we help them to come up to with a set of mindset reps, go to the mindset gym every day. And it might include meditation or journaling or visualizing, some breathing techniques and planning for the day, whatever it might be. And this is one of the first things that we help all of our clients to do. And it's customized based on our clients' needs, our clients' goals, our clients' personalities, what resources they have available to them. And so sometimes it's just, hey, yeah, you meditated 7 days in a row. That's awesome, right? And to just really notice how they respond. You know, some of them are like, yeah, thanks. That's awesome. That's confidence. Thank you. Like, if somebody gives you a compliment and you say, yeah, thanks. Or like when you give somebody a compliment and they respond that way, that's how confidence shows up. That's not cockiness. And I want to make that abundantly clear. Cockiness is, yeah, uh-huh, I know. Right? Like, that's totally, like, it totally should be like what I'm doing. I want to hear more of that. Give me more, you know? Like, No, like, you know, I love that. You know, why don't you grease the wheel a little bit more? You know, that's cocky. So simply say thank you with confidence after someone gives you a compliment. That's confidence. But where it usually tends to go, and I don't think I've ever seen a client respond in a cocky way when we've given a compliment, which is why I'm talking about the self-deprecating side of things. That's usually what we see. It's what I saw with Rob as well. And he became more aware of it. And now he's able to shift those behaviors because of that awareness. Like it would be even a simple thing where I would tell Rob, you know, he's my husband, so I can give him compliments about other things besides his work performance, right? You know, that's okay, right? And I would give him a compliment like, wow, you look really great in that shirt. Like, I love that collar. That's a great shirt on you. Yeah, all right, okay. And so that's how self-deprecating shows up, right? And sometimes, like, when we give a compliment to a client, and we'll say, oh, wow, that's really great. You know, that's really great, Bob. I don't think we've ever had a Bob as a client, so I'm protecting the innocent here. That's really great, Bob. Oh, I'm so proud of you that you've done your mindset reps for 7 days in a row. That's going to be awesome for you. Great job. Yeah, well, okay, I understand, but I'm just not really sure how it's going to work for the next 7 days because, you know, this and that is coming up and I'm not really sure how I'm going to make it happen. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it for 30 minutes. But I mean, it's cool that I did it for 7 days, but it's just, man, it's just so hard. That's self-deprecating. Because Bob, in this case, did not accept that heartfelt compliment. He's brushing it off. He's deflecting it. He's not accepting it with confidence. Yeah, I deserve that. I created this win for myself. I did this for 7 days in a row. I meditated for 7 days in a row. Instead, he's deflecting it and redirecting it to the fact that there's no way he's going to be doing it, going to be able to do it for another 7 days. That's one way that that's a way that it can show up. Another way that it can show up is, oh, wow, Mary, that's so awesome that you talked with your boss about getting assigned to that project. That's really awesome. That's a great win. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I have a question about a self-deprecating also shows up in that way. It can also show up as humor, which admittedly, it's not my strength to be humorous. Like people find me funny by just being me. And so if you ask me to be funny on the spot, it usually completely tanks. But it can also show up as humor as well, like making fun of oneself. And because this is like me putting myself on the spot to come up with a self-deprecatingly humorous response to this, I won't be able to do it. But I'm sure you can come up with one, right? Oh, wow. Joe, I'm so proud. Like that's so awesome that you were able to help get that team member a raise. Amazing. And then Joe responds, you know, insert self-deprecating humor here, right? So that's kind of how it shows up. Sometimes it's like in really obvious ways, but sometimes as these examples have shown, it could be in more subtle ways as well. And here's the thing, because you may be so conditioned to responding in a self-deprecating way yourself, and because you are doing everything to protect yourself from not coming off as overconfident and cocky, you don't want to be that girl or that guy, that you're like leaning way too far toward the other end of the spectrum. You may not even realize that you're doing it. You may not even realize it, that you're getting down on yourself by responding that way. And if you don't even realize it in yourself, there's no way that you're going to be able to see it in others as well. So be mindful of that. Be aware of it. Are you coming off as confident? Or are you coming off as cocky or self-deprecating? Be aware of that. And we're going to talk more this week about how to really tap into that confidence and what that, even more about what that looks like, and also how to spread it among your team as well. So we're going to talk about more about that this week. But look, if you're in a place right now where you've recognized that you often do come off as either too cocky or too self-deprecating, and you want to change that, but you're just not sure how because you're too much in your head, and you're also realizing how much of a negative effect that's having on your ability to lead, because it is, And if you're realizing how much of a negative effect it's having on your ability to have make more of an impact, because it does. Because if you come off as cocky or if you come off as self-deprecating, that's not good for your team. That's not good for your career advancement. So if you're ready to really take a look in the mirror and say, all right, how can I make this change, these internal changes in myself, which will then result and translate into behavioral changes so that I come off as confident, not as cocky, not as self-deprecating. I want to do that. I'm committed to do that, doing that, because it means a lot to the way that I lead. It's going to mean a lot for my team. It's going to mean a lot for my career and my ability to create positive change in my life as well. If you're ready to do that, then book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're going to take a look at what's not working in your career right now. And in this case, specifically when it comes to your confidence, how would you score yourself on the cocky, confident, self-deprecating spectrum? There's always room for growth there. Where is that room for growth? And if you're not 100% confident, what is that costing you in your career? What is that costing you in terms of impact? What is that costing you in terms of being able to live a less stressful, more balanced life? We're going to get absolutely clear there. And then we're also going to get clear on where you want to go and how being more confident, building that internal confidence in yourself, how that's going to help you get where you want to go and how it's going to help you get and build your dream career. You're going to get absolute clarity on all of that. And if we're 100% confident, here's where that confidence shows up as well. It's only if we're 100% confident that we can help you to really build that path and chart that journey toward building your career, your dream career. We'll talk about that, and we'll talk about all of the details, including the investment, the financial investment, the time investment. But if we're not 100% confident, either because we don't believe it's going to fit, be a fit, or perhaps you're not ready to do it right now, you're still going to get so much clarity. These are career clarity calls. You're going to get so much clarity about your career. All the clouds are going to be lifted. It's going to be like the sun is shining down on that ability for you to walk the path toward that dream. That's what you're going to walk away from that call with. So book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. The message of the day is be mindful, be aware. Are you coming off as confident, or are you coming off as self-deprecating or cocky? Because really what we're shooting for is confidence. It's the middle of the spectrum. It's where you absolutely know you deserve that win, that award, whatever it is, and you're grateful for it, and you recognize that others are part of this as well. And you voice that. You voice that in a way that is authentic and loving and full of compassion. So if you need help with that, we're here for you, and we'll talk to you again on the next episode. Take care, everyone. Bye. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.